From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
As we're driving down the road, we very often see billboards. And these billboards have a very brief time to catch your attention. So you know that what they say, got milk, right? Road work ahead. Repent, the end is near. We too, as rabbis, as Jews, we have to try to convey and to understand what is the major message of Judaism. And we have to get it down pat to like a tweet, you know, 140 characters or 280 characters or less. What is the secret of Judaism? I'd like to share with you four secrets. Here's the first one. The rabbis debate in the Midrash known as the Sifra as to what is the true major principle, klal gadol b'Torah, major principle in the Torah. And Rabbi Akiva and his colleague Ben Azai, they debate what the major principles might be, and we're familiar with these ideas, tzelem Elokim, image of God, love your neighbor as yourself, but it's Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, who was inserted in an obscure source by Rabbi Kuli, in the Ein Yaakov, in an obscure source. There's a third opinion as to what the essence of Judaism, the Klal Gadol B'Torah, really is. And he says, you know what it is? One sheep you make in the morning to bring as a daily sacrifice by the Jewish people. One sheep you prepare in the afternoon. That's the major principle of Judaism. And of course you ask yourself, what? That's a principle? That's not a principle, it's a detail. How could that be the major principle of Judaism? And the answer is obvious, that what he's saying is that the idea of doing daily, to do daily and regularly for God, this is one of the secrets of Judaism. We know that doing daily is a secret of Judaism because we have the cheat sheet for the end of days. You know, after 120 years, there'll be a day of judgment and God will bring the person to the heavenly tribunal and say, I have six questions for you. The first question is, Kavata itim laTorah? Did you affix times for me, for God, for Torah, for mitzvos? Did you affix times for the holy in your life? So having regular times for God, doing daily, is one of the great secrets of Judaism. Or for instance, when Jews struggle with the idea of, well, how often should we worship God? Well, open the Torah and it says, Thou shalt worship God, Vavatem et Hashem Elokechem, Parshat Mishpatim, Exodus. So we say, well, how often should you worship? So the Rambam Maimonides says, every day. It's a mitzvah for every Jew to worship. Every day should worship God. So the Kesef Mishnah, the author of the Code of Jewish Law, says, where did he get that from? Where does it say every day? It says, you should worship the Lord your God. Where does it say every day? So he says something very insightful. He says, it must be every day. Because if it's not every day, then when would it be? When you felt like it? What are we going to say? It's pam achad b'chol yamav, once in your lifetime? Ma shelo yisbelu hadat. That's untenable. That's inconceivable that God would want us to worship him once in a lifetime. And if it's not once in a lifetime, and if it doesn't say how often, it must be every day. Ultimately, our relationship with God is like a marriage. When it comes to a marriage, I once heard from a prominent psychologist who said, you have to watch tzeidcha uvuecha, your comings and goings. When you wake up in the morning, you got to make sure that you connect with your wife. Good morning. I love you. How are you, honey? What's going on today for you? In the evening, how was your day? Before you go to sleep, I love you. A kiss, a hug. You've got to connect with the ones you love most every single day. It's got to be an ongoing relationship. And after all, if we don't connect with our Father in heaven, there's a lot of other things that do compete for our daily attention. And things that we tend to do every day define us. It makes us who we are. What do we want to be? The person who reads the newspaper every day? Is that what should define us? What if something more significant could define us? You know, let's say there were two children. You had two children. One calls their mom every day. And the phone call sounds something like this. Hi, mom. Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to check in with you. How are you doing? Great. How was your day yesterday? Good. How are you feeling today? Terrific. You know, I'm kind of busy now, but I wanted to just check in. I'm so glad to hear from you. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. The second child hardly ever calls. Once a week, once every 10 weeks, once every 3 months, he goes away to the Far East. You don't hear from him. But when he calls, it's wonderful. They get into deep psychological discussions. Which child would you like to have? Which child would you like to be? Which child of God would you like to be? But some may feel that they have no time or inclination for daily prayer. I mean, you know, there's work and there's the kids. It's hard. Well, what about just a simple formula of guarding our comings and goings? We wake up in the morning. What if everyone listening to this video, what if everyone in our congregation, when they woke up in the morning, they said, thank you, God. Whether they know the words of Moda Ani Lefanecha Melechai V'Kayam, the official words in the beginning of the Siddur, thanking God for waking us up every morning, or whether you just say, God, thank you that I am alive. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for my life that you've restored to me today. If everyone woke up that way, wouldn't that redefine who we were? And what if when we go to sleep, everybody knows the line, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. That would define who we were. If we woke up that way, if we go to sleep that way, then clearly that would define who we were, wouldn't it? But still, you might say, look, it's nice, it's a great idea, it should be easy enough, but I just can't do it. Well, let's go back to that test at the end of days. It says, did you affix times for Torah? Daily is great. Do daily. I think that's the ideal. But regularly is also important. What if we could do for God regularly? Every week, we could attend Friday night services, Shabbos morning. And what if it was really regular? If you come on Shabbos morning, come every single week. Make it a vital part of what you do. If you have Friday night dinner for your family, make it every week, no exceptions. Then it really defines what you are, what you do, who you are. But doesn't it become repetitive? I mean, if you do it every week, you do it every day, it becomes repetitive. It's true, but it also becomes who you are, and that's so significant. You know, the Rambam says that when we blow the shofar, there's a tweet for you. There's a brief message where you have a shofar and it blows, and what does it say? And the Rambam claims, and who knows where he got it from, but he claims that the essential message of a shofar is what? That those who waste their lives wake up. Doing daily is a way to not waste our lives, to define every day in significant terms, in heavenly terms, in Torah terms, in mitzvah terms, so that indeed our lives are imbued with meaning. You know, we all talk about being judged on Rosh Hashanah, but there is an idea, Rabbi Yossi says in the Talmud, that we're judged every day. What is our response to the daily judgment of God? What can we do daily, every single day, to define who I am and to make our lives more significant? Ultimately, doing daily is not because it says in some book that you're supposed to do daily for God. Doing daily is about having a life filled with meaning. Don't we want that for ourselves? Don't we want that for our children? And if we can model that, if we can do it for ourselves, to do for God, do for the Torah daily, we will have heard that tweet. We will have gotten the message. We can broadcast the message to others. Do daily. Don't waste your life. Don't define your life by what you happen to do that day. We will define it. We'll frame it, beginning and the end. Things that we do routinely, regularly, once a week, once a day. And with that, we can indeed have heard the message, of the shofar, the message of Judaism, one of the secrets of Judaism. And after 120 years, we can indeed answer, yes, I got the message. I do daily. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Bethel Emeth Congregation for our discussion of the secrets of Judaism. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the various holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.